Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's an honor to meet you. For our listening audience who can't see, you can just say your first name, last name, and the organization that you're with.
Charles Steele, Jr., President and CEO of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Now, this march is organized by your organization. Why was it important to demand that Barnhill be removed?
Well, first of all, we can't have no discriminatory practices in terms of justice within our country. And we have to stand up and be advocates for what's right. Also, District Attorney Jackie Johnson. They have to be recalled and removed. Justice is everywhere when you stand up and advocate for us. People of color don't have advocacy. See, we have to have advocacy all over the room, all over the country, all in Washington, in Congress. We have to advocate. And when we don't be serious about advocating prior to a killing or a murder, folks don't take us serious.
Now, when we talk about justice, when we talk about, you mentioned reparations during your speech a few minutes ago. Can you just talk more about how important it is that black people in America receive reparations?
It's important. And whoever's running for president, I won't call no name, they need to make a statement and meet with the leadership in terms of reparation. We need reparation. We built this country. All we were forced in migration to this country, immigration to this country. We have to be paid.
Now, you know they just fired the cop involved in the Breonna Taylor case.
I didn't hear that.
They fired the cop involved in the Breonna Taylor case. They fired one cop here. They pressed charges. What do you see? Is this a revolutionary twist in our civil rights movement?
Well, first of all, as I said earlier, we thought in the 60s through integration we would get all of this because we thought the system was fair. This system is no way halfway fair. It's not one iota fair. This is a corrupt system and it's built on racism. Nobody should be fired from a position of law enforcement without serving and being indicted and serving the penalty that they were involved in. It was murder. And if you associated environment, I don't even have to know this police officer in terms of my work, but if I'm in law enforcement or if I have some type of influence in this community or society, I should voice my opinion. Man, get off that man's neck. I'm demanding you, get off his neck. Those type of things. Put your gun down. You know, you risking your own life, but the supreme sacrifice is risking your life. That's where we are, and we're saying until justice come to the African-American community and poor people. Poor people are suffering every day. We lost 60% of black wealth, our homes. Where are we going to work? How are we going to provide a livelihood? So until we realize systemic racism was founded upon America, they gave the Indians smallpox. They given us COVID-19.
Now, you said you talked to somebody from Paris. Apparently you have the ear on the street around the world. What are they saying about what's going on now in our country?
They telling us, I got a chapter in Paris, got one in Berlin, Moscow, Russia. But the point being, when he came to interview me today from Paris, he said, what's going on, Steve? Where do we go from here? We go all over the world. See, we live in a globalized society. I tell people three ways to get educated. Read, travel, build relationship. If you would have had relationship in China with somebody dealing with the human aspect of leadership, you don't have to be the president of the United States of America. You could have gotten the attention of the leadership in China and say, contain this virus, contain the negativity of endangering the citizenry of the world. But you don't have no relationship, so I go around the world. I can pick up the phone and call folks.
What do you say to all this destruction that's going on in regards to the looting and the chaos and the burning of, because they're angry? People are angry. They feel, a lot of these young people feel chaos creates change.
Well, no, I don't condone no act of violence. It's wrong and it's not right. But Dr. King always said the language of violence happens to be the people who are not heard. The unheard is expressing their ideas. But there's another point to this. People will infiltrate your movement to make you look bad and self-destruct your movement. So that's why you need to be trained and have marshals and watch who's around you. You can't let anybody just walk in and act like they with you, because they're not there for your agenda. It's only for to self-destruct somebody else's agenda.
What do you see for the future of this movement?
I see a movement, not a moment. I think because now you got folks' attention and the leverage. But this is what Dr. King said, the sixth principle. Gather information. That's number one. You get the information. Number two, you educate the people. Once you get the information. Number three, you make a personal commitment. Number four, you have to know how to negotiate. Number five is what we're doing here, direct action. Number six, always reconcile. Reconciliation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.